Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt, and we're brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, the coolest new technology around, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game alive through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville or on iTunes, where we've had over 700,000 downloads of our interviews so far. Our next guest, the CEO of the Skechers Performance LA Marathon, Tracy Russell, joins us. Tracy, how the heck are you?
Bob, thank you. Great to be with you. I'm doing very well.
Awesome. Well, yeah, it's nice when you don't have a heck of a lot going on besides your big 5K, your LA, Skechers Performance LA Marathon, and, oh, by the way, the Olympic Trials.
Yes, we have, to be exact, 85 days today for the trials, which means 86 for the Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon. So we are really, buzzing here, and there's a lot of excitement and energy in our offices here in Los Angeles.
So when you got the Olympic trials, did you know at that time, because the event's usually in March, moving up, having to move up basically almost a full month, how hard was that for you guys?
Well, and it was certainly had some challenges, but we are so incredibly lucky because for us, certainly by moving the Sunday race up, we go through four different cities and just had to reach out to our amazing city partners and say, hey, you guys, all right, if we look at an earlier date just for 1 year, and when we explain why, they were all very excited about Los Angeles considering, this is kind of, we had to check this off before we bid on the event, so
right.
It started before we actually got the trials here, but it was just, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and this is certainly a city, as you know, that really has five-ring fever, and so to be able to get our event up a month so that we could get the unprecedented three-hour live broadcast on NBC, our city partner said, yep, we're with you, and we'll make the adjustments as needed.
Three-hour live television?
Yeah, so this is the first time the marathon trials will be broadcast live, 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, so that we're in that 1 p.m. East Coast
perfect. Nice
sports window.
Especially
on a Saturday on February 13th.
February is such a perfect TV watching time for people in the rest of the country.
That's exactly right.
I love that. Very, very exciting. And I was just with Meb Kofleski today, getting him actually set up on a bicycle, believe it or not. And we were talking about that right now. He's got the fastest qualifying time.
He does, and he was just here earlier in the week. I don't know if you talked to him, but he ran our course. Got a really fast course, and he gave us some great feedback. So it's going to be an exciting race and certainly probably faster times than the trials I've ever seen.
Well, what's cool about it, the first lap is a 2.2-mile lap and then 6-mile lap, something like that?
You got it.
I love that. And I'm down by LA Live?
Yeah, so we will start and finish Gil Lindsay Plaza, which is right in front of the LA Convention Center.
Yep.
As you said, the athletes will do one loop, we call it sort of the northern loop that goes through downtown. That's a 2.2. They'll circle back. And what we've created is this sort of venue seating, so it's almost like they're running through a stadium. They'll come through Gil Lindsay Drive. We've got some, spectators up in bleachers, and they'll run through sort of that start-finish area, and they'll head south on Figueroa, running through the USC campus, through Exposition Park, by the beautiful Rose Gardens, and then the money shot is they're running right in front of Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And they'll come out of there, run back up Figueroa, back towards, the start-finish area right there by LA Live. What's great from a spectator perspective, you can just camp out on Figueroa, and you'll see these athletes 8 times.
Now, I know you have that same day, the big 5K, so will that be before this all kicks off?
You got it. We'll still host that Saturday morning on the 13th, 8 a.m. over at Dodger Stadium. So we've got a great team helping us to put that event on. We expect it to, draw the largest field ever for the 5K. And I know some of the folks will try to do both. They'll run over, do the 5K, and be downtown in time for the start of the trials at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Oh, plenty of time. It's a 5K.
That's
can
right.
make that.
That's
like
right.
That. And when you came over from Atlanta, what was the biggest hurdle for you when you're taking over a marathon? That's a point-to-point marathon is always a challenge. You're going from, you know, stadium to the sea. So you're going from Dodger Stadium to the Santa Monica Pier, and when you're doing a straight shot like that, you're blocking off a lot of stuff. What was the biggest challenge you faced coming over and going from east to west and dealing with everything you had to deal with?
You know, I think, you know, we're certainly incredibly lucky, and this is a course now that's been in place since 2010. You know, I think, you know, in order to answer that question about what was the biggest challenge,
yeah,
it wasn't so much course specific as it was there's so many great ideas, and so it's really kind of filtering and synthesizing what can we do with this property that, you know, the Los Angeles Marathon has done very well, and what can we do? There's still so much blue sky above it. What are the things that we can do? And you know, first kind of initiative was go get the Olympic trials, because that's really going to help us, you know, continue to put a stake in the endurance ground or the endurance space, and you know, really kind of leverage what we have here in Southern California when it comes to endurance sports. And by hosting the marathon trials, you know, we're really kind of putting a message out to the world that we here in LA support, you know, the best in the field, as well as the loyal runners we've had, our great legacy runners who've been running with us. This will be their 31st year on Sunday, so on Sunday, February 14th. So for us, it's just, you know, trying to, you know, really continue to grow a spectacular event here in Los Angeles and tie that in with hosting, you know, the kind of the NFL, the Super Bowl of our sport.
What's interesting is being involved with the LA Marathon for years and years and years, there was a feeling that this was a local event, right? For years and years, there was a lot of locals came out to run the LA Marathon, and it wasn't really that big a draw for people from other parts of the world or even other parts of the country because of the timing. Being in March, it was hard for people to train back east to come out here. Having the Olympic trials, has that changed the perception of the event?
Well, we're certainly, you know, in terms of our registration, we're seeing an increase in out-of-state, out-of-country.
Awesome.
From the same time last year.
Perfect.
So definitely, you know, that's part of, you know, one of the key objectives in our decision and going after the trials is, you know, exactly what you said, is moving this from a local race, to being more of that national, international stage.
The other side is you come from that Olympic background, being in the Olympic trials in 1988. Was that part of the draw for you? Because being an Olympic trials participant, knowing what that fever is all about, when you first started with LA, was that in the back of your mind that we need to connect somehow with the Olympics? And especially because the city of LA has talked about becoming a bid city moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, having been fortunate to compete in the trials, as you said, in 88 as a swimmer, you know, to understand what, you know, excellence and the best in the sport, whatever sport it is, and the training that goes into it. For us as Los Angeles, as, the second largest city in the U.S. and the entertainment capital of the world, being able to create that stage for marathon runners and really, you know, kind of bring these athletes into, you know, everyday conversations, whether it's through the media channels that we have here in Los Angeles, but really just, you know, using this as an opportunity, because so many more people now are running marathons or half marathons. And so, you know, the way that our sport touches such a greater community than 20 years ago, more people know about, you know, the athletes that we're going to have here on the start line in Los Angeles on February 13th.
The other thing that is, being on Valentine's Day, that gives you a lot of opportunities to do really cool stuff. And I'm imagining you guys are doing some really cool stuff. How are you tying in with that?
Yeah, our marketing team is definitely having a lot of fun knowing this is a one-time.
Yep.
You know, we're certainly too early to say some of the specific fun things we're going to do tied to Valentine's Day.
Oh, but no one's listening, Tracy. Come on.
But, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, I think it'll just be unique, and you'll certainly see, you know, the red colors coming out. But for us, it's part of the story on Sunday, and it is part of a long weekend with President's Day. So we're certainly, you know, playing with what those ideas are.
No problem. One of the novel things that Skechers Performance LA Marathon has always, or Los Angeles Marathon, I always call it LA Marathon. Sorry about that. One of the things that you guys are famous for, the whole Students Run LA program was one of the first programs like that in the country. what did you know about that program beforehand, and what have you found out about it since?
Well, certainly, you know, being in the running industry for 18-plus years, definitely knew about Students Run LA, one of the earliest youth running programs. You know, that started in the late 80s and, you know, is a big part of, you know, our brand and our identity. And it's unique in that, you know, most youth running programs are running a marathon over the course of 8 or 10 or 12 weeks with youth running. What's great about this, and the key, because when I got here, too, I was, you know, interested in, you know, the youth and the age of these students that are running, but it's really all about completing the marathon, and these kids aren't out there competing. They're really just, they've created an incredible program, 5 to 6 months of training, and it's really teaching a lot of students about, you know, the discipline of setting goals and what it takes to achieve those goals. And having served now on the board since arriving, it just continues to blow me away with the success rate that these guys, that the SRLA program has. You know, 98% that are there at the start line, complete, and finish the race. And then of the kids that are graduating senior high school, seniors in high school, go on and, you know, attend a secondary or a college university program. And, you know, I think it really has had an incredible impact. I believe it's over 57,000 kids have been through the program in its 26-year history. And it really just, it truly, you know, anybody I talk to, they certainly know about, you know, what we're doing with Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon. But the next question or the next comment they'll say is, I know so-and-so who did Students Run LA 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So it's had an incredible ripple effect here in the community. And it's developed a lot of lifetime runners through the program. So great, great program.
And it's the type of thing where you've got a lot of inner-city kids who really changed their lives through this program. All of a sudden, they became goal setters. All of a sudden, they became high school graduates. And in a lot of cases, the first kid in their family to graduate and move on to college. So I think we all learn from that running changes lives, even for kids. So I love that program is very, very special. As a company, besides what you guys are doing on the 13th and 14th, are you expanding out to put on other events throughout the year?
We brought back this past September an event that we'd had in our portfolio that fell on the calendar in May, called the Santa Monica 5K 10K Santa Monica Classic. And so we based on calendar, and when we really wanted to position it, we had to kind of take it off the calendar for a year and brought it back here on the calendar as really our kickoff to marathon season.
Right.
So really repositioning it as kind of that kickoff to the season, kickoff to LA Roadrunners, just really tying in more nicely with, you know, lead up to this year's Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon. In terms of additional events, we're certainly exploring, you know, what we could do to kind of grow our portfolio and continue to have, you know, great organized events here in the Los Angeles area.
Any idea would be, I'm assuming, that really all the events are potentially feeder events for Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon.
Absolutely. You know, and just building that year-round engagement for, you know, both the athlete as well as a corporate partner. And certainly, you know, as we talk to different partners, it's, you know, how can we engage beyond, you know, just a few weeks or the week of the race or through the LA Roadrunners training program, which is a fantastic 5 to 6 month training program. And this would allow us, you know, from an event perspective, to have, you know, the opportunity to engage year-round with both our athletes and participants as well as corporate partners.
So, Tracy, I know the event, I know it sold out 2 years ago with like 26,000 runners. What's your number this year? What are you shooting for?
We are, we don't typically promote what the cap is.
Okay.
We certainly try to include a little bit of growth, and certainly with the trials, we'll likely see a little bit of an uptick. But we're also mindful, I think you and I have talked about this before, is just ensuring that we deliver a great event.
Yeah.
And so it's not always, you know, grow for growth's sake, but certainly that what we present here for either the first timer or someone who's done 15 marathons here in Los Angeles with us is that we continue to deliver a first-class, world-class experience. And so we really try to, you know, through that is manage our growth. And so certainly there'll probably be an uptick, and we'll likely see the largest race ever in Los Angeles marathon history this coming year. But we aren't looking to, you know, grow 20% over last year.
And the website, lamarathon.com, Skechers Performance, Los Angeles Marathon, the Olympic Trials, and the LA Big 5K are on Saturday, February 13th. The Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon is on Sunday, February 14th. Tracy Russell, thank you so much for taking time. Congratulations on everything you're doing. You've really rejuvenated what's always been a great event, but a lot more fun, a lot more exciting. And if you haven't run the Stadium to the Sea course, what the heck are you waiting for? This year you can come out, run the 5K on Saturday, jog, or come on over, watch the Olympic trials in your backyard. How often you get to see that? Know who's going to be running in Rio and get to see them up close and personal. And then the next day you can, what the heck, jump in and run the Skechers Performance LA Marathon as well. Tracy, thanks so much for taking time.
Bob, always great to talk to you. Thank you for the time.
You are the best. Tracy Russell has been our guest. Again, we're brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, the coolest technology around, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game alive through sport. And check out any of our interviews on BabbittVille.com or on iTunes. We've had over 700,000 downloads. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.